Welcome. It's Melanie Borbo with the Ditching Depression for Busy Moms podcast. And I'm talking about the cause of it. Where does it come from? And I'm really excited that you're here because I believe that when we know the cause of something, it is so much easier to get rid of the cause and then the symptom will go as well. So that's why I think it's so important that we understand where these things come from. And then in other podcasts coming up, I will show you exactly what to do about those causes. Or Dr. Nedley, he is the one that has the depression and anxiety recovery program that I learned so much from. He talks about them, he calls them the 10 hit categories. And so what are those 10 hit categories? So there is the frontal lobe. And this is like the frontal lobe is, it shows that's the seat of spirituality, morality, and the will. So it's like at the front of your brain, right? It is now well established that one of the main characteristics of virtually all depressed individuals, no matter what the underlying cause, is a significant decrease in frontal lobe activity. So what actually harms our frontal lobe? Things like dehydration, entertainment television. I know this one's going to hurt you guys, some of you guys, but it increases daydreaming. It decreases creativity, reduces noise, reduces discernment, decreases interest in learning, increases aggressiveness. So that's entertainment TV. And rock or rap music also can slow the frontal lobe activity. So if you are, you know, feeling depression and anxiety on a regular basis, pay attention to what you're putting into your brain, right? Or what you're not putting into your brain in the case of water. So what actually helps the frontal lobe? And I'm going to dig into this fully in another whole podcast and go quite deep. But things like working with your hands, right? Simple melodious music, reading or analyzing, getting exercise, deep breathing, light therapy. These are all just some of the things that can help our frontal lobe. So that's the first one. The second one is a lifestyle hit. And a lifestyle hit is anything that is lifestyle related. No, seriously. But things like exercise and fresh air and sleep and what we focus on, these are all some of the lifestyle hits that can actually cause us to have depression or anxiety. Another one that he talks about a lot is circadian rhythm. Well, your circadian rhythm is your sleep, right? That's your sleep. So again, I will do a whole podcast on how to get good sleep because it's like an art. Getting good sleep is actually like an art, or a science, however you want to look at it. But it doesn't just happen for a lot of people by itself. So you can start to pay attention to how you sleep and start to be aware of, you know, if you need to improve that, because I will have a podcast on that. Another one is nutrition hits. Nutrition is possibly one of the most overlooked causes of diminished mental power, depression, or anxiety. But once the diet changes are implemented, sometimes it can only take 7 to 10 days to see change for it to be effective. Isn't that powerful? Because I'm not a doctor and I'm not going to talk a lot about medication, but I just want to say that sometimes people that go on medications for depression or anxiety, it can take up to 6 weeks to see a change. So I just want to say that a nutrition hit is a very quick transformation, very quick results can happen when we change our diet. So again, we're going to dig deep into that, but things like eating leafy green vegetables. And I know some of you probably hate that, but you can put them in your smoothies. Seriously. You can put all kinds of greens in your smoothies, and get more greens on a daily basis. That's going to totally help you with your mental health. Sugar, you guys, I hate to break it to you. Sugar is toxic. And the more of it we eat, the more of our body gets damaged. So sugar is a big one that needs to be avoided or at least, you know, reduced. Omega-3s. Okay. Omega-3s are amazing for the brain. And again, we'll talk about all of that in future podcasts, but things like fresh flaxseed, pumpkin seeds, chia seeds, walnuts, almonds, lots and lots of seeds. Obviously fish. I'm a vegetarian, so I don't eat fish, but you know, is high in omega-3s. Getting lots of iron, right? An iron deficiency can cause depression, apathy, and rapid fatigue when exercising. Did you know that? And many, many people are actually iron deficient. And there's causes for that, which we'll get into. But things like parasites. Parasites can cause lots of people to have anemia or low iron, right? Balanced breakfast. Oh my word, this one is so huge. If we eat a balanced breakfast, this provides us with better cognitive performance, improved learning and memory. And there's a link between skipping breakfast and depression in over 5,000 university students. So I'm going to say breakfast is really, really important. And then there's obviously the supplements like our folate, our vitamin B vitamin or our B vitamins and our vitamin D3. Because anyone that lives in North America or especially Canada from October until May, there's no way we can get enough vitamin D from the sun. We have to supplement. So these are all parts of that whole nutrition hit that he talks about. There's another one called toxins. Now, toxins are everywhere. We can't completely avoid them. They're everywhere. They're in the air. They're in the food that we buy from the grocery store. They're everywhere in the water we drink. However, we can learn how to decrease the amount of toxins we actually take in and also help our bodies to eliminate those toxins so that, you know, we don't have such a heavy load on our immune system. So toxins can be another big hit. Inadequate coping skills or grief. I've been working with some people dealing with grief, and it definitely absolutely causes depression and anxiety. When there is unresolved grief in your life, in your heart, it can bring on depression and anxiety for sure. Sometimes it's hard to cope with a situation because, you know, of what we're telling ourselves about the situation. So there's something called cognitive behavioral therapy, which again, we're going to dig into more because I think it's such an amazing tool. And so a cognition is just a thought or a perception about a certain situation. So when we have skills to handle those thoughts or to change them so that they're more positive and in alignment with what we actually want in our life, instead of focusing on what we don't want in our life, can make a huge change, right? A huge difference to us. So some of the different things that happen, even like when we have a situation, right? What we tell ourselves about that situation will determine how we think about it and what we do about it. So it's really important to gain those skills to be able to change our thoughts and our words and our actions. But also the other thing about grief and coping is that, you know, grief is a real thing that has to be dealt with. So many times, you know, we lose a loved one or a marriage breaks down or we lose a job or there is some kind of loss. And if we aren't actually, you know, dealing with that loss, it can harbor this bitterness in us. Have you ever heard the saying, you know, a situation can make you either bitter or better. And I believe that when we deal with our grief properly in a healthy way, we become better. We will become better. Absolutely. 100%. But if we don't, if we leave it and it becomes this festering wound inside of us, then we become bitter. And then, right? If you're suffering from depression and anxiety, which I'm assuming you probably are, if you're listening to this podcast, that can be a real thing, right? That can cause that bitterness, that is that festering wound, can cause our mental health to deteriorate. So we definitely want to dig into those ones as well, but I got a couple more that I want to talk to you about. Addictions. Now, there are many things that we can become addicted to, and obviously some of them are more harmful than others, but all addictions can cause mental health issues. So what are some of the things we can be addicted to? I mean, I know there's probably 5 million things, but alcohol, drugs, prescribed or street drugs, we can be addicted to, sugar, chocolate, gambling, gaming, entertainment, TV or movies, social media, caffeine, sports, syncopated rhythm music, porn, deviant sexual practices, cutting, ourselves, harming ourselves, can actually become an addiction as well. So that can cause, all these things can cause mental health issues. And then there's also the medical hits, right? Medical hits are, you know, if we actually have a medical condition. So things like hepatitis C, vitamin D deficiency, recent head injuries, strokes, terminal cancer, Parkinson's, diabetes, lupus, heart failure, thyroid issues, all of these things can actually cause mental health issues. So when we have one of these hits show up, and then there's the genetic one, obviously, right? Genetic hits and developmental. So genetic are the ones that we actually don't have much control over, but they don't play as big of a part as we've been led to believe that they do. Oh, that's just genetic. I'm just that way. Not necessarily. There is lots of studies and lots of results of people that have had a genetic disposition to that, like their parent has it or whatever, but they don't actually get it, right? And then the reverse is also true. Someone's parents have there's no depression anywhere in their family, and they become depressed. So how do you know now if you actually have major depression? Because there's major depression, and then there's, you know, a lesser minor depression. But how do you know? What are the symptoms of major depression? So according to Dr. Nedley, when he's done all of his research and all of his studies that he's done with people with depression, he says that if you experience 5 to 9 of these symptoms for the majority of time for at least 2 weeks without obvious emotional trauma. So that means if obviously you haven't had a loss in your life, right? So what are the symptoms? Deep sadness or emptiness, apathy or loss of interest, agitation or a slowing down, like people will actually physically see us moving slower or talking slower, sleep disturbances, weight or appetite changes, lack of concentration, fatigue, feelings of worthlessness, or morbid thoughts. So if you've experienced any of those or 5 to 9 of those for the majority of 2 weeks, then you could consider yourself to have major depression. And see, typically I have reached, a lot of the people that have come to me have not yet gone on depression medication. Some of them have definitely been on it. But I believe, and like I said, I think I said this already on this podcast, I am not a doctor and I will not tell you yay or nay to medication. I can't do that. That's not my responsibility. But I will tell you that when we start digging into how to actually use these causes and change the cause so that we change the symptoms, you will see benefit regardless of if you're on medication or not. The medication part has to be dealt with by your doctor. So I just want to make that clear, put a little disclaimer in that, I'm not going to tell you one way or another, but I am going to show you ways that you can change and improve some of these hits so that your symptoms are not as major, right? Now, one quick thing, when we are talking about, like, all the people that I've worked with so far have seen this, right? It starts with this deep sadness or emptiness. It's just like, how come I'm not excited about anything? How come I don't care? How come I don't have motivation? How come I have no energy? And that's kind of the starting place. And they start to, but then they think, oh, I must just not have slept well, or I must be coming down with something. But we had a person here that was coming to do the program. And this person said that they didn't realize that there was really an issue because they never got to that deep place of sadness or, like crying all the time. They never got there. But what really triggered their concern was that they saw a video. This person saw a video of, playing with his kids. He was walking around playing with his kids and he was like, wow, why am I walking so slow? Like, what is that about? And then he was listening on the video and he's like, and I'm talking. So it's like, do I always talk like that? And that was kind of where he started to realize that maybe he just wasn't overtired. Maybe he just, you know, wasn't coming down with something. And then you start to put a lot of these other ones in, you know, they start to pop up in your mind like, oh wow, actually, yeah, I haven't been sleeping well. And I have, my weight has changed, right? And I'm sleeping way more, or I'm sleeping way less. So what I wanted to leave you with is that these causes, you know, like 8 out of 10 of them are all things that we get to control, right? A couple of them, like the developmental ones or the genetic, even the medical one, we may or may not get to control that one. So maybe say 7 out of 10, we actually get to control. And that to me is empowering, because there's way more that we could control in the whole experience of depression and anxiety than there is that we can't control. So I hope that gives you hope. I hope that gives you just a peace, knowing like, okay, I might not be healed yet. I might not know what I'm doing yet, but I will. There are people that have overcome depression and anxiety with just by improving these different hit categories. So if this blesses you, if this is something that you think you need to tell someone about, then I pray that you do that, because the depression and anxiety are on a huge rise. The world is filled with stress. The world is filled with uncertainty, and people need to know that there's hope. So feel free to share this episode. And I don't know if I mentioned this yet to you or not, but if you are tired of this, you know, walking through the landmines of depression and anxiety by yourself, and you realize that you have all, you know, or so many of these hits, and you want some help, you want someone to hold your hand and walk you through it, then we should have a chat. We should have a free, I offer free 20-minute discovery calls, just so that you and I could have a conversation to see if what I do and how I help people can be a benefit to you. So you can go ahead and go to ditchingdepression.com, and you can find out, you can actually book a free call right from there. And then you and I can chat, and we can just see if this is a fit for you. And if not, that's okay too. Keep listening to the podcast. You're going to learn all kinds of cool stuff that can help you and you can implement immediately. Okay. Take care. God bless. See you on the next one. Welcome to Ditching Depression for Busy Moms. Have you ever woke up in the morning with that dark cloud of despair threatening to consume you, and you just wish you had someone to talk to? Someone that understood where you are and could maybe encourage you or motivate you on some level? Someone that could give you tools to help you feel better? I've got you covered, my friend. My name is Melanie Borbo, and I have been working with women for the last few years to help them overcome depression and anxiety naturally. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm a daughter of the King, and I'm here to help with whole health solutions, strong faith, and motivating mind shifts. So if you are ready to get your happy back, then grab your gratitude journal and let's get ready to spread some sparkle. Hey friend, have you ever wondered where the mental madness actually comes from? You know, where does depression and anxiety actually start? In this episode, we are going to uncover the 10 causes, or what Dr. Nedley calls the 10 hit categories of depression and anxiety. Stay tuned.